don't understand it. The water's cold, and and there's kelp everywhere. Ooh. There's a lot of horseshoe crabs, especially if you're like
near. Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Those things are cool, though.
Yeah, those things look
well,
awesome.
But they're dead horseshoe crabs.
Oh,
that's
so
my grandma has a dead horseshoe crab in her living room.
Really? Oh, really? Like, as like a trophy?
No, as like
she shot it.
She hunted it.
Like, oh, like a trophy.
No, it's just like sitting on the table. Like, you can look pick what it up I and got. Wow. Also, fact check, Minneapolis is more north than Boston.
Like, by a lot?
2 degrees. So
wow.
I don't know what that says. I think the most... Here, one second. I need to fact check another.
Yeah, fact check again.
Interesting fact, too. Minneapolis sits on the 45th parallel. So there's actually like a road in Minneapolis that is the 45th parallel. So if you're on that road, you are as far away from the equator as you are from the North Pole.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, so the northernmost point in the continental U.S. is in Minnesota. So
it's a little...
It's our tip.
I've actually... Yeah, I've been up there.
You've been in the tip?
Yeah, they have a... Well, not the tip, but there's... The tip is comprised of a little bit of land and a lake called Lake of the Woods.
Whoa.
And I've swum in that lake. It's a pretty cool lake.
We have a lake in the woods. But it's really small.
Oh.
Have you been, like, at the Canada border?
I've been there. I haven't actually been to Canada.
Really?
Never?
Yeah.
I drove through Canada to get to Maine once.
Really?
The Great Lakes are sort of a pain.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're ever at Maine, there's this very cool spot. It's a lighthouse, and if you go to up the lighthouse, you will be able to see the first sunset on the continental United States. On the continental United States. It's very cool.
I'll check that out.
I think we can only say continental because I think like some parts of Alaska go like.
Up
beyond
the other way? This is the wrong side.
No, but then it would go back towards Russia, so it would be the first in the world.
Wait.
So, you're not making
explain
sense.
This
yet.
Is confusing
so,
my brain.
So you're at this island,
you
right?
can't draw something for the, if there's any listeners.
That's true. Yeah. I have to explain this vocally. Yeah. If you're, let's imagine there's this island, and in the middle is the international dateline.
I'm talking like the first people. Well, I guess it has to be the Dateline, because...
Right?
Yeah.
Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they would see the first on the
rise. Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess
on a technicality.
Yeah.
Doing a swap? Swap seats?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
I guess we do have Puerto Rico, too, though.
Oh, DJ swap.
I think, well, Maine goes, like, way up to the right.
Is Maine further east
than Puerto
Rico?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, like Guam would also...
No,
that's why we're saying
Guam's in the international data.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's why we're saying continental.
Continental. All right.
Whoa.
First time. Hi, Michael. How does it feel to be on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, my right ear doesn't work. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, that's weird about that one.
That's okay.
I'm gonna do the studio ID just before we.
Yeah. Let's not get fined. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hey, everybody. That was Tuning Out. Correct.
Yes, sir.
And this is turning into Hitchhiker's Guide to Music. And you are currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to swap to my music. Tonight's theme is Down with 4-4. I'm tired of listening to it. It's boring. Give me some cooler music. Except for the fact that there is some 4-4 in these songs. Most of them are going to be in some weird time signatures. We got 7-4, we got 11-8, probably 11-16 in here somewhere. It's going to feature some heavy hitters like Peter Gabriel, King Crimson, Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, Pink Floyd at the end. But do we still chatting about the weather?
I think so. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking.
Well, me and Michael here. Michael, how's it like in New York?
It's almost identical to Massachusetts.
But just way worse, right? With the cities, like the concrete jungle. That's what people in New York call Manhattan, right?
New York City has a completely different weather pattern. They get about 1/5 of the snow that I get an hour north of the city. And in the summer, the concrete heats up a lot more than just everywhere else. So actually, New York City has its own completely different weather pattern, mostly because of the man-made factor.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's so interesting to me. Yeah, you were talking to me earlier about like the differences between like the state of New York and New York City. Yeah, and that's just still surprising me. Can you explain like what you're talking about there?
So because New York City is so large, between the five boroughs, there's about 8 million people, which is about roughly a third of New York State. Because it's so dense, they actually go off of mostly a different system in almost every aspect. For example, the public college system. We call the public colleges outside of New York City SUNYs, State Universities of New York, but the public colleges in the city, in New York City, are called CUNYs, City Universities of New York. They have their own mayor. It's the only place in New York where there's like one singular governing person for multiple counties. There's one governor for the five boroughs or five counties of New York City. Their public school system, their sports are not, their public high school system, their sports are played internally. New York City schools will play New York City schools all the way up, and their championships will be within New York City. The rest of the state plays competitions with the rest of the state. So essentially New York City, they call themselves their own thing for almost all intents and purposes.
Wow. As a Midwesterner, that's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, like what is a city?
right.
Yeah, our city is like, well, 500,000 people. It's so sad, yeah. Well, it's old.
It's old, you got that. George Washington ate in some restaurants, you know?
Yeah. Right, yeah, in my town, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, do we want to get back to some tunes here?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Awesome.
It is a music station. Well, yeah, freeform.
That is true. All right. We're going to get started here with Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, then Blockhead by Devo, followed by Frame by Frame by King Crimson, and then we'll be back after that, after I turn my sound on. So let's get that started. All right, cool. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Or not. Sorry, right. Everybody. We're getting some technical difficulties here for some reason. But talking about old restaurants, I actually have nothing there. So let's see if we can't get this fixed.
Right. I have something.
Yeah?
First restaurant I ate at out in Boston. You were there.
Oh, we're talking about the...
What was it called? Yeah, in the North End. What was it? It was like the bell ringer or something. It was about like the town crier. And his son, I believe, started the bar or the restaurant. Yeah.
Oh.
Started in like 1780 something.
I can't remember.
And that was a bit of a shock seeing that established in 17-whatever, because Minneapolis like did not exist when that happened.
Yeah, you were the Northwest Territories back then,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we were free. So yeah, that's like a culture shock, yeah. Almost.
Wait until you go to Europe. They have like 1,200, 1,300 places.
Yeah. That's too old for me.
Yeah, the town crier, though.
Town crier. Job. Dream job, yeah? Town crier. You just get to yell at people for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Would you want to be Paul Revere?
Like, for everything? Like,
well,
I mean,
he made silver.
Revere.
Right, that was the thing. He made silverware.
He made silver.
Excuse me.
He did.
Yeah, he made like spoons and teacups or something like that.
You mind if I just do it on your laptop?
Yeah, I mean, just like search your Spotify account.
I mean, I guess I would want to be Paul Revere. Sure.
No, but I meant like, would you handle the pressure of like having to say the British are coming?
Oh,
that's
I could do it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not much.
Wait, so I don't understand. Why was it only Paul Revere? Why wasn't it multiple writers?
Maybe it was, but he's just, like, the only one that counted.
No, I...
Because he got to Boston.
Because I feel like nobody has mentioned, like, anybody else. Like, I feel like it was just him.
Hmm.
Can we get a fact check?
I'm fact checking that right now. There were actually 4 men and 1 woman.
Oh, really?
And they made late night rides alerting the early Americans of what dangers lay ahead. And...
Oh, yeah, if you have the mics
on. I don't know... The rest of them are just less famous because...
Yeah, turn the mics off.
They have a less cooler name than Paul Revere.
I guess so. Yeah, Paul Revere is a sick name.
As a New Yorker, I have to always promote my state. Sybil Ludington was a 16-year-old girl who did something very comparable to Paul Revere in...
Crazy how no one knows her name, though.
Oh,
I think in Saratoga,
that's
New York.
That's why Mass is better.
She set off through Putnam County, New York, about an hour north of me. Oh, wow. She rode through Carmel, Mayo Pack. That's where my friend is from.
Cool.
Oh, wow. This is actually like right near me. And, well, the point of the story is that she rode twice as far as Paul Revere at 16 years old. Paul Revere gets too much fame for the little he did for the country.
Well, where did she end up? Where was her pilgrimage? Because Paul Revere got to the big one, where all the Brits wanted, you know? Well, sort of, not really. But he warned a lot of people, so.
She rode from Putnam County to Stormville.
Okay, as somebody not from New York, can you explain how far that is?
It's about 40 miles.
Okay. On horse?
On a horse.
That doesn't seem that impressive.
I mean, on a horse through the night, I'd say that's impressive.
Yeah, stop in little
where
towns.
Where is not a reputable source?
Okay, well, sorry. Yeah. Let me go to Encyclopedia Britannica for you, okay? If Paul or Wikipedia, that's good enough. He went. You know why he was famous? Because he warned the British Army. He warned the Americans about the British Army before Lexington and Concord, so they got
that's
ready.
True.
They would have lost without Paul Revere.
Mm. Boom.
Well, so he single-handedly saved America.
There's also a poem about him, and that's why he's the famous one.
Can you read it?
And he has a statue.
Can I? Let me read the. It's by Longfellow.
William Longfellow.
Paul Revere poem.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I found it in the Smithsonian.
It's very long, so I will not be reading
it. Yeah, I was going to say. Well, if we're going to talk about driving distances, well, not driving, but going distances, do y'all mind if I turn y'all off?
Yes.
So we're going to get started here with Peter Gabriel. Because I finally figured it out. So, everyone enjoy.
Just out of trust, imagination, my heart going.
Hey, everybody. I'm back. So those three songs were Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, then Blockhead by Devo off of their album Duty Now for the Future. And funny thing about Devo is that for some reason, over the past 2 days, I've managed to listen to their entire discography. I don't really know why I did that. I don't know what possessed me, but they're pretty good. Following that was Frame by Frame by King Crimson off their album Discipline, which is good. We're also going to get a PSA here. So do y'all want to take it away, my dear guests?
All right. This is the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from the WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
But wear a jacket, it's cold. At least if you're like me and you're not used to it. The next three songs we're going to get in here are 11 by Primus, followed by Spoon Man by Soundgarden, then Altered Beast 4 by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their album Murder the Universe, which is a very weird song. I apologize in advance. It's very storybooky, but it's good. Anyways, we're going to get started with that right now.
Thank you. You don't feel a thing in your sinuous head. No love, no pain, and no fear of dread. Your apathetic dispassion has made you distort, and your savoir-faire is to kill for sport. You'd wound a small creature and watch it wiggle, and lust to feel so bad that you'd force a giggle. So crooked and curled is your point of view. There is no other creature more malicious than you.
I'm completely satisfied. My upper life.
You're ruthless and savage and sadistic and vindictive, and you find human flesh is incredibly addictive. But the longer you live and the longer you kill, there's a void that gets harder and harder to fill. The void that you feel within would suggest that a canyon is opened up inside of your chest. And whatever you do, there's no turning back. You've reached the end of the cul-de-sac.
Emptiness inside of me, and aloneness all around me. I got myself to see and leave, and now I don't feel anything.
Everybody, I'm back. So those songs, I added more because I didn't want to mess up a perfect transition. So those songs were 11 by Primus off their album Sailing the Seas of Cheese, which is probably their most famous album. It's pretty good. Then Spoon Man by Soundgarden off of their album Super Unknown, specifically the 20th anniversary edition. Then Altered Beast by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album Murder of the Universe. And then the fourth one, which I didn't introduce previously, but I will now, was Gaia by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their album Omnium Catharum, which is a very good album if you want to get into King Gizzard because it kind of covers all the genres. Anyways, we're going to get back into music. Three more songs. First is Dreams of a Samurai by Red Hot Chili Peppers off their album The Getaway, followed by Money by Pink Floyd off their album, if you didn't already know this, The Dark Side of the Moon. And then Mr. Beat by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, once again, off their album Nonagon Infinity. We're going to get back into music here. Yeah.
Mobilize. Metamorphosis, samurai. You got a little Lord bitch, and I don't know why. get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't get me back to good, good bullshit. I'm in the high-fidelity first-class traveling section. I think I need a Learjet.
Certainly was in the right.